I'm Cody. I'm the County Council's ecologist. We're interested in wildlife and biodiversity. From a wildlife perspective, we're really interested in linear projects like rail and roads because, well, they pose biodiversity risks, particularly around severance effects. They also offer us unique opportunities, for example, by relinking valuable wildlife habitats as well as creating new ones. So when we looked at the this phase of the Southern Link Road around Worcester, the biodiversity impacts were potentially quite concerning to start off with. We have populations of rare reptile species, bat roosts, along the River Severn, which is a designated wildlife site, an unlit wildlife corridor really. And it's used, well used by light-sensitive wildlife like bats and by otters. But most visible is probably the loss of woodland along the southern embankment in order to make space for the new road. This scheme is one of the first by Worcestershire County Council to demonstrate something called biodiversity net gain. That means that we measured the area of habitats lost to the development, and we put back larger area of habitats which are of greater value to wildlife. So while about 3.5 acres of woodland along the side of the road had to be cleared, we've planted at least 3.5 acres of new woodland, which is of better quality with wildflower margins and glades designed for the wildlife that was found there. But for me, what's most interesting about this scheme is its approach to flooding. When you build in the floodplain, you've got to compensate for the land which is now unavailable to hold flood water. So normally you dig a big hole, and when it floods, the water goes in the hole. What we've done here is to recreate what a functional floodplain might have looked like. So around 11 acres has now come out of agricultural production in the floodplain and is a series of shallow scrapes and pools with wet grassland and wildflowers. These are rare habitats in Worcestershire. Worcestershire holds about 20% of the remaining national lowland wildflower meadows. And this is a significant contribution towards our local biodiversity action plan objectives. Plus, because the site's in proximity to the River Severn, it's starting to attract rare migratory wetland birds, which we'd all hoped would happen, but to see it happening while the project is still in construction is a really good result. And there'll be more to come. We'll be keeping an eye on the replacement badger sets and the birds and bat boxes and the pollinator wildflower schemes that have gone in to make sure that it all does for wildlife what it should be doing in years to come.